Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, breezy in the upper 60s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s, with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, we'll see highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the lower 50s. For Friday, blend of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures, we'll see highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. Kansas State University has launched coronavirus testing for students, faculty, and staff as confirmed cases in Kansas rose by 4.9% yesterday to nearly 3,500. K-State said Tuesday it can test up to 270 people a day and is providing testing for students, faculty, or staff who show coronavirus symptoms or who have been in contact with an infected person. Meanwhile, Senate President Susan Weigel unveiled a proposal for reopening the state's economy by allowing most businesses to operate at half capacity. Such decisions rest with Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Weigel is a Wichita Republican and frequent Kelly critic. Officials in the town of Nickerson say they're facing the danger of an unreliable tornado siren system. The newly elected mayor says that the sirens didn't sound when the town had a tornado threat last year, and that the town has had some problems and malfunctions with the system. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
During this public health emergency, AARP is continuing to fight for older Americans and sharing the facts to help keep you and your family safe and healthy. Join us every Thursday at noon for a telephone town hall with federal health officials. Hear the latest health recommendations and have your questions answered live. This resource is open to anyone of any age, and you don't have to be an AARP member. Just call 855-274-9507 Thursdays at noon and learn how you can help keep our communities safe.
Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association. A quick shop store in Garden City has confirmed one employee there tested positive for COVID-19. The store located on Garden City's east side is now closed. KSNTV reports that Quick Shop said in an official release that they're taking all appropriate steps following guidance from local health officials. The store closed last night to be cleaned and sanitized by an industrial cleaning crew and will reopen in the next few weeks. A group of South Central Kansas area businessmen and economic developers are asking billionaire Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, to build his new truck right here in the Sunflower State. The land being proposed for the Tesla factory is in El Dorado. It's about 800 acres located just east of the BG Products plant. The website said the location is ideal for Tesla to build its new gigafactory because there's two Class 1 railways nearby, quick access to I-35, and El Dorado Lake, which could provide energy. Mid-America Network News.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts promising to boost his coronavirus outreach efforts to the town of Crete, the state's newest coronavirus hotspot where cases have surged and local meatpacking workers staged a brief impromptu walkout out of fear for their own safety. About 50 workers at the Smithfield Foods Pork Plant walked off the job after company officials announced the facility would remain open just hours after they said it would close to contain an outbreak. The governor is defending his decision to ease social distancing restrictions in parts of Nebraska, even though the number of confirmed cases of the virus has surged in the last few days. The governor announced Friday he was relaxing rules for businesses such as restaurants, salons, and tattoo parlors in certain regions of Nebraska and allowing all churches to resume in-person services as long as they follow new safety rules. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford Service Centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. District Judge John Weingart of Hiawatha has filed for re-election to the 22nd Judicial District, Position 2, a post he has held the past 20 years. Magistrate Judge Angela Heckey of Marysville has filed for re-election in Marshall County. She has held the post the past 16 years and serves Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties. Farmers Cooperative last week formally announced completion and opening of the dry fertilizer facility at Frankfort. With a 5,000-ton capacity and two 14-ton blenders, the location is equipped to handle inbound product by truck or rail service, while outbound product can be placed in semi-trailers, tender trucks, floaters, or dry spreaders. The facility supplies products directly to area producers or can transfer products to other Farmers Cooperative agronomy centers. Farmers Cooperative serves 60 Kansas and Nebraska communities. The River Valley Extension District is offering an online version of Hazardous Occupations Tractor and Machinery Safety Training. Participants must be 14 or older to receive certification, with 12 and 13-year-olds offered the course for education purposes only. Federal law requires youth to participate in such training, with certification required, if they plan to hire for work for anyone other than parents. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District office. Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry will continue to distribute food to needy families by individual appointment through the end of April. Families can call the phone number posted on the door at the food pantry to arrange a time. That number is also available through the police and sheriff's offices. On Thursday, May 7th, the food pantry will return to curbside pickup during the hours of 3 until 5:30. Marshall County Commissioners, a fair last meeting, heard from the Emergency Management Director, County Health Nurse, and Public Health Officer discussing reopening plans for the county. It was recommended to reopen in phases. The board will work on what this plan might look like in upcoming weeks. The topic arose again as to when the county anticipates opening the landfill back to the public. Board understands the need for reopening. However, they wish to continue keeping the safety of employees and the public in mind when deciding on reopening procedures and timeline. County Treasurer Jamie Ellenbecker voiced concerns regarding the decrease in revenue in the motor vehicle budget due to the COVID-19 precautions and the extended deadlines for renewing tags and driver's licenses. She's trying to be proactive in setting up a plan as to when the county opens back up for business, while also preparing for the number of people needing services but still practicing social distancing. May 10th is the deadline for the second half of 2019 taxes to be paid. This deadline has not been extended. Ellenbecker recommending going forward, the county look into and continue with a permanent drop box outside the building. A temporary drop box has been established. The board will be opening sealed bids for the tax sale properties at the May 11th meeting. Washington County Board of County Commissioners, in response to considerable public comment, Monday voted unanimously to rescind the Washington County Emergency Health Order, which imposed quarantine of county residents who traveled to designated Kansas counties. The restriction for travel to states per KDHE guidance remains in effect. Additionally, the board rescinded the travel restriction refraining county employees from travel to Kansas counties, requiring a 14-day quarantine. It was determined at last week's meeting that conversations regarding reopening after stay-at-home orders will be discussed as the state releases guidelines due with the pending expiration of the order May 3rd. The treasurer's office reminds citizens that a drop box has been installed at the bottom of the ramp that leads to the lower level of the Washington County Courthouse. Local residents noting a line of slow-moving lights in the sky recent nights are not to be alarmed. These are reportedly Starlink satellites, a fleet of low-orbit satellites being developed to increase high-speed internet access to rural areas. SpaceX is launching the units, which are highly reflective and are most visible within 90 minutes after sunset and 90 minutes before sunrise, and appear as faint little stars appearing to cross the sky. Donna Herring, age 69, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Private graveside service Friday at the Deer Creek Cemetery. They will broadcast the service live on the Kinsley Facebook page at 10:30 Friday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donna Herring. Billy L. Edwards, Sr., age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Private graveside service is planned Monday, May 4th, 10 a.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Service will be streamed on Facebook. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Billy Edwards, Sr. Bernice M. Wieters, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Graveside service will be held at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery, Lanham, with a memorial service and celebration of life to be held at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 7, at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Wieters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Parmesan chicken, breadsticks, pasta, Italian blend vegetables, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Public Transit offers rides to all ages in Marshall County. Local daily rides in county are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, and such. They are limited to in-county transportation currently. They'd like arrangements by special request for your seat on the bus, phone 562-2020, 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transportation funded in part by KDOT.
What a difficult time it is we're going through right now. There's a virus we can't see that is causing disruption and panic for many. Pawnee Mental Health Services Crisis Stabilization Center, Community Services Programs, and outpatient offices remain available to respond to mental health needs. In-person appointments are available for new and existing clients who've been pre-screened for symptoms of COVID-19. Appointments are also available by telephone and televideo. If your mental health is suffering, please call your local Pawnee office for help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, yesterday we had the low pressure system move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest on over into the east central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. This whole entire low is moving off towards the east, and it does look like a high pressure system will build across the area as we head through the day. The main thing is we are going to see some very gusty winds out there all across the central parts of the Midwest. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 to 40. We'll continue to see quiet weather, like I said, all the way through the end of the week before another system moves in, bringing us a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, breezy in the upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 to 40. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer, mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, and Friday, partly sunny in the mid-80s. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April, 66, record high on this date, 82 in 2007. The average low, 45, and the record low, 30, set in 1994. Hit and miss rain showers off and on Tuesday. We received trace amounts here at studios in Marysville. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning, 6:27. 48 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds increasing out of a northwest at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Is that your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at HoneymanAuto.com, home of quality and value.
One NBA team says the season is over and baseball refunds. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA pushed back its voluntary workouts date to no sooner than May 8th as the league remains mum on a return. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr said as other teams in the playoff picture try to find ways to stay ready, it's different for them.
It's different for us because, you know, we were down to 17 games, but we were out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the end of the season for our team.
Kerr spoke on a Zoom call in connection with the University of San Francisco on Tuesday. 49ers offensive tackle Joe Staley hung up his cleats Tuesday after 13 seasons, calling it a happy and sad day. Teammate George Kittle.
You show me how to always have a good time, both on and off the field. And you always taught me to love the game and everything that embodies, from the daily grind to the ups to the downs. And everything in between.
Staley appeared in 2 Super Bowls, 6 Pro Bowls, and made the 2010 All-Decade team. With the Major League Baseball season in limbo after COVID-19 forced the league to suspend the beginning of the year, the league is allowing teams to refund fans for games not played. Teams are not required to do so and can also offer a credit for the 2021 season. In Pittsburgh, the Pirates plan to suspend 401k contributions to its baseball operations staff in an effort to deal with the economic hardship caused by the pandemic. Redskins head coach Ron Rivera is one of 3 new head coaches in the NFC East. The Redskins organization hasn't sniffed a playoff win since 2005, but Rivera is confident.
This team, to me, was a team that could be potentially ascending. If we continue to coach these guys up, continue to develop them, put a couple other pieces in place, I think we have a chance to start to develop a positive culture, a positive winning culture, and hopefully a sustainable winning culture.
Washington selected Ohio State defensive end Chase Young with the 2nd pick in this year's draft. Former Giants linebacker Harlan Savari has died at age 89. He became the league's youngest head coach at the age of 31 and 11 months. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump late yesterday announced he signed the executive order to keep meatpacking plants open during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president will use the Defense Production Act to order companies to stay open as critical infrastructure as meatpacking plants over the last couple of weeks have closed with spikes in corona cases among employees. The plan allows the federal government to supply additional personal protective equipment to the meat processing facilities. The supply chain slowdown presents dire factors for farmers, with poultry and pork producers left with no alternative other than to euthanize animals. The order affects processing plants for beef, chicken, eggs, and pork. Iowa's senators this week urged the administration to invoke the Defense Production Act. The senators asked for assistance for processing plants, assistance for the euthanization of animals, indemnity payments for depopulation costs, and mental health assistance for all that are affected. Growth Energy yesterday announced the association's support of the Clean Fuels Deployment Act. Legislation authorizes $500 million over 5 years for the Department of Transportation to provide grants and incentivize the deployment of fueling infrastructure for ethanol and biodiesel. The bill specifically focuses on ethanol blends greater than 10% and biodiesel blends greater than 20%. The bill, introduced by Roger Marshall of Kansas, Don Bacon of Nebraska, as well as an Iowa and Illinois representative. Emily Score from Growth Energy said the legislation offers a roadmap for the next wave of growth that will revitalize rural communities. The program could also be used to enhance pipelines and terminals to blend and carry ethanol and biodiesel. Funding for the Clean Fuels Grant Program could be used to incentivize the deployment of biofuel infrastructure and convert some existing infrastructure to deliver those higher blends. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a brief recap from yesterday saw a mixed to slightly lower day, especially through the grains as the soybeans, corn, and the Kansas City wheat as well as the rest of the wheat complex finishing mostly mixed yesterday. Livestock finished mixed as well, but did finish to see slightly gains within the later months, and the lean hogs a triple-digit higher. Energy complex again finishing mixed to mostly lower. We'll start with this morning's numbers for the overnight session. We're seeing a rather friendly start to the day through the grains. We do see May corn currently up a penny to 303 3/4. July currently up a penny as well to 313 a bushel. And into the later months there for corn, also in the green. Looking now into the oil seeds through the soybeans, we see May soybeans sitting at 828.5. That's up 2.5 through the overnight session. We see July beans up 1 3/4 to 833 3/4, and continued slight gains from that point on. Soybean oil also in the green, up 12 points to 2542, as well as soybean meal slightly higher this morning. May Kansas City wheat also in the green, sitting at 475 3/4 cent per bushel. That's up 1 1/4 this morning. July Kansas City wheat's up 0.5 cent to 484 1/4, and continued slight gains from that point on. Finishing up there with the row crops, with cotton as July cotton as well as May cotton in the green. May cotton finishing off the board at 56.18. July right now up 53 points, sitting at 56.31. Again, as mentioned through the live cattle yesterday, April live cattle did see a big boost, and the rest of the complex mostly higher. Live feeder cattle did see a slight loss within the immediate month of April, but again, green all throughout, and another triple-digit day for the lean hogs yesterday. Crude oil saw a bit of lower numbers yesterday, However, the rest of the complex did finish mostly higher. Gold and silver are trading a bit higher this morning, though the dollar index down 9 points at 99.83. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Black Velvet Ranch is excited to be offering an outstanding set of high-performance, two-year-old registered Black Angus bulls for sale by private treaty. Visit the ranch northwest of Syracuse, or we can provide videos of the bulls so you can view them at your convenience, as well as we offer free delivery. Give me a call, Aaron Plunkett, Black Velvet Ranch, 620-384-1101, where our information is available at www.blackvelvetranch.com.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. At a time when dairy farmers are forced to dump milk, there is one dairy farm that is giving it away to the needy with something called the Kindness Cooler. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
You have probably seen the video or photos of dairies dumping milk. Maybe you've experienced it firsthand. With restaurants and schools closed, there's just no place for that milk to go to be processed and sold. But there is a dairy near Madison, Wisconsin, the Sassy Cow Creamery, that is giving milk away for free to the needy. It is a multi-generational dairy farm currently operated by brothers James and Robert Bearwolf. And James was kind enough to get on the phone with me and talk about the Kindness Cooler project. First of all, James, let's begin with, where are you?
We're in Columbus, Wisconsin, which is just 15 minutes outside of Madison.
And you not only milk the cows, but you process the milk too.
Yes, yeah. We've always been a traditional dairy farm, like most here in the state, but also we have on-farm processing, so we make milk and ice cream here at the farm.
How many cows do you milk, James?
We've got about 800 cows total.
Well, let's talk about the Kindness Cooler that you have for people who need milk. can't afford to buy milk can come and pick it up for nothing. First of all, what does it look like?
Well, Kindness Cooler is nothing too overly impressive. Just picture a big white refrigerator like you might have in your house. But instead of having all different stuff in that fridge, you open the door and it's just all milk. That's what the Kindness Cooler is.
And where did the concept for this Kindness Cooler come from, James?
For us, we just noticed right away, first off, all the closings and all the layoffs and all of the news. And so, you know, as farmers, you're making food, and we realized right away that, you know, one of the essentials is keeping the fridge full and keeping food on the table. So the Kindness Cooler was just something that I've got three daughters, and of course, they're home now from school like everyone, and so they got plenty of time on their hands besides helping on the farm and creamery. And so for them, and, you know, thinking about what was a way to connect with our neighbors and friends, the most straightforward way we could, and that was getting that refrigerator and putting it out in front of the creamery.
More about the Kindness Cooler tomorrow, back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY. 48 degrees, overcast, northeast wind 5 to 10 will likely increase today. Highs only in the middle 60s on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Wednesday Dateline York, South Carolina. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Bashaud Breland has been arrested for resisting arrest and other offenses. Breland, who is from Charlotte, was arrested in York County just south of the North South Carolina border. Breland was also charged with driving with an open container of alcohol, possession of marijuana or hashish, and driving without a license. Breland had seven tackles and an interception in the Chiefs' 31-20 Super Bowl win over San Francisco 2 months ago. While we're talking about the Chiefs, they have released two-time Pro Bowl punter Dustin Colquitt. Colquitt's 15-year contract with the Chiefs allowed him to set numerous franchise records, including the most games played and most postseason appearances. Colquitt posted a farewell on Instagram late Monday in which he said that all things come to an end, sometimes sooner than you hoped, prayed and pleaded for them to. Colquitt stopped short of saying he was retiring. He turns 38 next month. Mid-America Network Sports.
Do more trees always equal a healthier ecosystem? We have the surprising answer today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 29th, the 120th day of the year. Jerry Seinfeld shares a birthday with country star Willie Nelson. There's no doubt that trees have a beneficial impact on the environment, but UK researchers caution that wholesale reforesting can have unintended consequences for local ecosystems. River Flow, in particular, is drastically impacted by thirsty trees. In regions around the world where trees have been planted, river flow was reduced an average of 25% within 5 years and 40% within 25 years. Where water is scarce, the impact can be devastating. Experts suggest that cost and benefits be examined carefully when tinkering with Mother Nature. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY. Normally this time of night, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be reaching for a good night kiss instead of one more beer. I never take a second look at the blonde across the bar, much less invite her over and let things go this far. But anything goes when everything's gone. You ain't around to give a damn whether I do right or wrong. So bring it on. Anything goes when everything's gone. The morning after a crazy night before, I'm searching for my blue jeans on a stranger's bedroom floor. Shouldn't I feel guilty? Well, I don't.